The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And welcome to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, and have been filling in for them since Tuesday of this week. Tomorrow is my last day. So, listeners, wow, that's a long intro, Mikey. Whoa. Hey, Mikey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great.
Good, good, good. I'm glad you're here. So it's you and me today and tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow.
I love that. Well, good morning, everyone. It is September 11th, 2025, the 24th anniversary since the 9/11 tragedy. For those waking up this morning, yesterday was kind of a crazy day for the news. As you know, the political assassination on Charlie Kirk and another school shooting. And then today's the anniversary of 9/11. So, you know, with tragedy in the air and so much political tension, I think it comes time, like, what are we doing? How do we get through this? And I just want to say, keep your family close, love your neighbor, and let's get through this together, because that was just awful and a hard thing to look at for ourselves. And I know that Carl and Linda are going to be calling at 8 a.m. to weigh in on what's going on in the air. But for today, let's all remember the fallen heroes and the Americans that we lost during that tragedy 24 years ago. I just think about that. Mikey, do you have any thoughts on what's going on and what Carl and Linda are thinking on this today?
Yeah, I think just having a lot of empathy for people you disagree with and realize that we're all getting different stories and we're all being taught different things and there is division. Mm-hmm. But just having empathy for that, for the other sides, mm-hmm. I think that's the key.
I agree. So I'm looking forward to hearing what Carl and Linda Bott have to say. We have a great show for you today. This has been a good week. We had Turtle Bay and Shasta Historical Society on Tuesday. We've had Chamber of Commerce. We've had the City of Reading, Mayor Jack Munns on the show. We also had Chess County Arts Council and Axiom Repertory Theater. And for the rest of the week, we've got some great guests for you as well. I'm looking forward to tomorrow with Araceli Gutierrez to talk about Hispanic Heritage Month. And we have our regular monthly guest, Patrick Gorman. But today, I have two very dear friends of mine, Donnie Redd and Jacob Akana, here representing Reading Roots Revival and Viva Downtown Reading on Reading Beer and Wine Festival coming up. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Blake.
Hey, good morning, Blake. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for being here. It's just nice to see you both.
Likewise.
It's a beautiful morning. It's an early morning. We don't have any coffee here, so I want to apologize.
It's okay.
You have a Red Bull.
I do.
Where'd that come from?
In my backpack.
Shoot, dang. Well, good. You're all set. Donnie, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing good, you know, even with all this that we have going on in our nation, you know. Mm-hmm. But one good thing that does bring us together all the time is music, you know. That's a common denominator. And I think some positive stuff that we have coming up in our community is just going to help us get all together that much more.
I agree. And there's some great events that you know, in the city, they're always open to everybody in the public to
absolutely
come together. So we have you guys here talking about Reading Roots Revival. This is one of the, I would say, unique events and cool events that takes place in Reading, California, here in the Reading Cultural District. So Reading Roots Revival, tell me about this. And actually, before we jump in, Jacob, tell me a little bit about yourself. How'd you get involved, and what's your role with Reading Roots?
I am currently the alcohol and graphic coordinator.
Wow.
So I make all the graphic designs for Reading Roots, any of the videos that you've seen, any of the posters. That's all my handiwork for Reading Roots. And then I'm also the one of the co-coordinators for the Reading Beer and Wine Festival.
And then, Donnie, you do it all. But
well,
what's your role?
Yeah, my role, I started the very first year. This will be our sixth year of doing it. We took a break 1 year through COVID, and So just really excited for this year. We got just a super fun lineup. I do a little bit of everything. Some of my main jobs are the coordination the day of getting everything set up, social media, and but we have a full team, you know, a full team of like 9 board members that help us year round.
You guys have a huge team.
Yeah.
Dedicated volunteers.
Yeah.
Very wonderful people.
So Reading Roots Revival, what is it? What's the best way to describe it?
Reading Roots Revival is a 3-day music festival in downtown Reading. We'll have 4 stages. We really put an emphasis on bringing the community together, put emphasis on all the downtown businesses, bringing people to them. We try to bring people from out of town. We put people in our hotels and spend money in our restaurants. And that's our goal, is just to keep building this. And with some of the local businesses that we collaborate with that sponsor us, we're able to put on a concert and a festival way cheaper than we could if it wasn't for all these great sponsors that we have.
This event doesn't only just happen at one location in downtown. It's really the downtown 3-day music festival. It's happening all over at any stage that's available or created just for this event. So how many stages are we looking at this year?
Looking at 4 stages.
Wow.
The 3 of which are going to be near the kind of downtown core. So it's going to be Whistle Stop Stage, and there's going to be 2 other stages inside the Paseo. Our 4th stage is the wonderful Cascade Theater.
What's how's this event transformed? You've been looking at 6 years of doing this. How's the first year changed up into this year?
Yeah, well, we just keep adding a little bit more each year, and it does get tougher every year because everything goes up in price, and we try to keep our ticket prices low. So it's always a big challenge. Bands that we bring in are touring and national bands from all over the country. We want to bring in music that people haven't been able to hear, you know. But we still do try to have a few of our local bands get to play also. So we like to try to have a mix of both. We bring in a little something for everybody, everything from a little light rock to Americana to a little jazz to a little funk. I mean, little things, a little bit for everything, everybody. Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool that, Jacob, not only are you now working as a board member for Reading Roots, but you're a musician yourself, and you've actually participated as a performer in previous years.
I have.
What's that like?
It's amazing. Well, first off, just to be involved in our downtown as a musician, that's what I've always wanted to do ever since I was a kid. So just to have that opportunity is huge as a musician. But also just to be able to give back and be on the board and actually, you know, be one of the people who's making some of the change in our downtown.
Yeah, it's a very positive thing. I mean, Jacob Akana's band is going to be playing on Sunday. We got a community day on Sunday. And along with Danger Kitty and Jonathan Foster, we got the Pearson Brothers and One Soul playing. Those are some of our local talent here. And we'll talk a little bit more about some of our touring bands. It's going to be really upbeat and amazing this year.
Donnie, when I think about the music scene, we have our local bands, but I think of one person who's really connected and has the best interest in getting local musicians featured and involved. How did you get involved in that role? Because that's you. I think of you as the touring manager, the producer, to see the music scene.
Well, that Blake is definitely my heart. We have so much talent here in the North State, and my heart is just to get that talent out there to the world. And so really started through COVID when nobody could play at any of the restaurants or any of the venues were shut down, and all these musicians needed a place to play. My wheels started turning, and Rachel Shannon and I from Sugarcane came up with the idea to maybe do something out on a boat that could be a little bit more friendly for the COVID and stuff. And so we built the Soundwave Jam Pad, and that kind of started things off. I had been involved with Reading Roots before that, but that started Soundwave Entertainment. And so now since then, we've do concerts on the lake, but yet Soundwave does concerts in town. We help Viva Downtown with their fourth Friday concert series this year. And yeah, it's very rewarding, and really, it's just my heart. It's what I want to do, you know.
Well, I love what you do, and I love that we get to work with you. And we're going to take our first break of the hour, and we'll be back with more about Reading Roots Revival and all of the upcoming programs that Viva Downtown's working on. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Thickest thieves, that was you and me. But we've gone our separate ways. Who knew this was how it was gonna be? Well, I heard you're leaving town.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime. Lime, leaves, and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But it takes the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Digging dirt.
Yeah.
Three. Digging Dirt. A Humboldt County funk soul band.
Man, they are going to be headlining one of the nights for us, and they are going to be a lot of fun. Bring your dancing shoes, man. Yeah.
They headlined a couple years ago, and that was an amazing show.
Digging Dirt's top. They're top dogs to me.
Yeah, we're lucky to get them back over here because they've really grown and got big. They do big festivals all over the nation, and everybody is hungry to get them to come play. So we're lucky to have them back again.
They and their neighbors in the north. Mm-hmm. Nice little Humboldt County. Hey, welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I'll be here until tomorrow. I'm here with Jacob Akana and Donnie Redd from Redding Roots Revival. Good to see you guys again.
Thank you so much for having us, Blake. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Digging Dirt. So why don't we jump in on that? Digging Dirt.
They're going to be headlining Friday night.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they're a big deal, but that's not just the only big deal band that Redding Roots Revival coordinates with to get here. So tell me a little bit more about the bands that you guys are
Oh, man, we got
securing.
Some amazing bands. We got the Stone Foxes mm-hmm. also coming up out of the Bay Area. Super fun band. We're going to have them play Saturday night over at the Cascade Theater. Wow, that's going to be just a great ending for our festival. We got a new band that we found when we went down to L.A. To the NAMM show called Water Tower. They are super fun. They are, let's see, how to explain them. They are
punk bluegrass?
That's exactly it. Totally punk bluegrass, kind of something different. They're high energy, a lot of fun, just amazing guys.
Really cool.
We've been working with them a lot this year. Kenny, their head leader, does social media advertising, and he's been helping us this year. Lots of Zoom calls, and just really appreciate him a lot.
How do you find these bands, or how do they find us, to say?
Well, we do have an application, which are for 26 will be coming up real soon. We haven't started that, but just before our festival, I think we'll have that on our website, and you go in and you can apply to be on our festival. And a lot of bands do that, but we also go out and hit other festivals, and we look and find the best talent out there all over the place. So, yeah, and bring them in. Janice Logan, she's been doing it for a lot of years. She had the Vintage restaurant here in town, and she'd have a lot of musicians come through and play when she had that. And so she has a lot of contact with a lot of managers. And so they will give her recommendations on some talent that's coming through this area. And if we can catch them when they're on the West Coast, you know, and they could be an East Coast person when they're already on tour or something, that's going to save us a lot of money doing it that way. And so we try to do everything as smart as we can in regards to saving money.
This is a three-day music festival, but I have to ask the two musicians involved in this room, is Redding a music town? Are we a musician town? Are we a rock band town?
There's a lot of talent and a lot of musicians, you know, travel up and down I-5, and Redding is actually a perfect stopping place. And so by getting some of these musicians into Redding, the Dip is very good at doing that and getting on maybe a weekday where a big band is playing on a Saturday or a Friday night up in Portland or San Francisco and can catch them during a weekday here in town and get them for a quarter the price. It's a big advantage that we have here in Redding.
And Jacob and Donnie, you guys are working on another music venue too to feature different artists that are local and traveling too.
Yes,
tell me a little about that.
So we were funded from a grant from the Community Foundation of the North State Advanced Reading Fund a couple months ago, and it allows us to do a concert on the fourth Friday of every month in the IOOF Hall upstairs.
What?
Yeah, it's really been transformed. We started it last year with a concert series, and we were able to continue it this year, concert every month. Very economical. We just charge $2 to get in, come in, enjoy some great music, have a beer, wine, or soda, and just a really nice way to spend your Friday night.
Yeah. These are all going to be local bands that are performing. It's always on the fourth Friday of the month from October 2025 to June 2026.
Tickets are pretty affordable, too, for this, right?
$2.
What?
Can't beat that.
You can't beat that at all. No, Shoot, with inflation.
Yeah, you bet. So.
So you guys, why are you so passionate about the music scene, and what do you hope people actually experience here in Redding about it?
Well, I just love how it brings people together. Mm-hmm. I've always thought that music is the one true universal language where you don't need to speak with any other person to know what it means. You can feel it, and musicians can converse back and forth when playing their instruments with the other instruments, and it's a great community builder.
Oh, it really is. I mean, like I say, and so that and just the heart that of all these amazing musicians, local musicians that we have. You know, our musicians in this area, they can compete with anybody anywhere else. I mean, we really have some true talent here. So just doing little projects to get the word out to other areas that of the great musicians that we have, and try to create a music hub here. You know, let people know, okay, yeah, we can stop in Reading. Reading's a great music hub. So that's what we're trying to happen all the time.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the business partnerships that Reading Roots Revival cultivates during this program too? Because I think you guys work with local restaurants to make this a unique experience.
Well, it's always a great opportunity to work with other restaurants, and we have limited amount of food trucks at our place just because we want people to spend money in our local restaurants. We invite people, bring your own food from these local restaurants into our festival, so that's to us, our whole downtown business core is our focus.
Yeah, we really want to make sure that we are supporting local and making sure that all of our patrons are supporting local during the festival. These last couple of weeks, we've been putting out a lot of social media content with videos about local business owners, talking about what they're excited about the festival, what people can expect in their business, and other fun questions like, you know, if your business was a genre, what genre would that be?
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So this year we teamed up with Woody's, and this is the second year we've done that, and we got the Woody's Folk and Haze beer, and we're putting that in local restaurants around town, and we're having little pop-up shows, bringing a musician in and doing a tap release, and so definitely look for that on our social media. That'd be a good way to come in and buy a discounted ticket price, because we always have some discounted tickets at those events. 3-day weekend warrior pass for like $69 if you come to one of those events.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
And the beers are served in these really cool cups too, right? Are you still doing the Reading Roots Revival metal cups?
Still doing stainless steel cups. We have a large initiative with our green team where we really try to have a economic forward type of event. You know, we want to make sure that there's not a lot of waste afterwards, and you know, people get to bring home this cup as a really cool souvenir from the event as well.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, Devin's been really good at helping us with that this year, one of our board members. So, yeah, I really appreciate the green team.
So there's a comprehensive list of the 3-day music festival, of which stages, what time are bands. So if I was a patron, what's the best way to utilize that calendar, and how am I able to see all of the performances?
So we have that calendar on our website at readingrootsrevival.org, and you can go in, see the calendar, you can go in and tap on each band, you can listen to each band, you could figure what type of music you like, what stage you want to be at what time, and program your whole weekend that way. You bet.
Jacob, is there a certain artist besides your band that you're excited that you're excited to see perform?
Well, I mean, we've already talked about both of them. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited to see every single band on this list. I will be at every single one of these concerts and, you know, either screaming or dancing my heart out. But Diggin' Dirt and Water Tower are kind of the two that I'm really, really excited about. The Hattie Craven Band, I've worked with them before with the another event in downtown. They were amazing to work with.
Yeah, the Whistle Stop opening.
Yeah, right? Whistle Stop. Yeah. And Jenny Don't and the Spurs is another just amazing band. They're all female. They're out of Portland, correct?
Yeah.
And they're going to rock the stage.
Yeah. And another up-and-coming band that we're really – this is probably the last year we'll be able to get them just because they're growing so much, is Sitting on Saturn. Young three-piece group of boys, and high energy and a lot of fun, and they are just exploding right now in the music industry. Yeah.
Did you guys seek them out, or did they seek us out?
We seek them out.
Sought them out.
Sought them out. Last year, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. I always think about how Janelle and Kendall, who are one of the original founding members of Reading Roots, got linked into this music scene because of their Airbnb, or bed and breakfast is a better way to say it.
Yeah, along with Janice Logan.
Mm-hmm. Over here in the Reading Cultural District. And it's like they just became this music hub, the stories that they could tell of the musicians that went through their bed and breakfast. And now
what a great thing we have.
Yes.
Reading like that.
And
I feel like transformed into, you know, this festival.
It's beautiful, beautiful festival. So we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about that, and then we'll jump into Reading Beer and Wine Festival. Reading Roots Revival is September 26th, 27th, 28th, and you get your tickets at readingrootsrevival.org. All right, we'll be back. KCNR Radio.
Right down the skid row, yeah. Oh.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Fly back home. Last time you called, I knew you wasn't good. You asked for some shit I found deep in the hood. My heart, it took off right down the end of skin.
Mikey, which band was this?
That is Water Tower.
Water Tower.
All right. I love these. Maybe we should just spend the rest of the show just listening to snippets of each band. I think that'd be pretty fun.
Oh, we could definitely do some of that. Some great stuff, man.
Well, welcome back, listeners. We're at 7:34 in the morning, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. For those waking up, tuning on in, it is the 24th anniversary of 9/11. We've been thinking about our fallen heroes and Americans during that day. I'm Blake Fisher. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. Carl and Linda are going to be calling in at 8 AM after the news. So stay tuned for that. We're going to catch up with them, see how their week's been going, and I think they're going to be talking about today and just the news that's been going on. But otherwise, we've been here with Reading Roots Revival, Donnie Redd and Jacob Akana. It's been a beautiful morning talking to them about Reading Roots Revival, which is taking place September 26th, 27th, 28th. And then next Saturday, September 20th, is the Reading Beer and Wine Festival. And September 14th, Sunday, I'm going backwards. September 14th is the Hispanic Heritage Festival at 1470 Market Street in Whistle Stop Park. So there's a lot of things to look forward to here in downtown Reading and the Reading Cultural District, and a lot of great people that are putting in good work to make unique experiences. So, Jacob, Donnie, thanks for being here with me this morning.
Thank you for having us again.
Reading Roots Revival, we've been talking about that. I love that Mikey's been playing some of the musicians and different songs that are going on. So you said, Donnie,
we're going to have a community day on Sunday. And so I just wanted to let people know that we have a stretch and sound at 8:45.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to come out and get your stretch on.
And your sound on.
Strive for Epic.
Yeah, Strive for Epic is going to put that on. So music will start at 10 o'clock that day and go till 10. Music will start at 10 and go all the way till 2 o'clock that day.
We'll edit this in post, Donnie.
Yeah. So going to be amazing.
Tell us about the volunteers and the sponsors that make this event happen.
Well, we have four major sponsors along with many other sponsors, but Dignity Health, Choose Reading Lodging, McConnell Foundation, those are our three big ones. And then we have also KXC. We really couldn't do this festival without them. We use about half the money from sponsors and half the money from ticket sales to bring all these bands in. And so with like 19 plus bands, it gets really expensive, more than what people would think that it would be. But we really want to bring in the best talent that we can for our community. And there again, we're talking about all the stuff that's going on in the world right now. And we just think events like this are just bring our whole community together. Mm-hmm. And that's what's important.
Did we get volunteers how to get involved yet?
That's what I was just about to talk about.
Jacob, take it away.
So, if you are interested in volunteering at Reading Roots Revival this year, all you need to do is go onto our website, readingrootsrevival.org, click Join the Party, and there are volunteer sign-up opportunities right there. If you do volunteer, you work a 4-hour shift, and you are compensated a 3-day weekend pass.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's a great deal. Yeah. And you guys usually do like a volunteer meetup prior to the program, right?
Yes, we do. We do. And matter of fact, this year, speaking of pre-meetups, all the volunteers will get to go to a free concert Thursday night. We're going to have that over at C.R. Gibbs. And Daniel Niehoff, coming out of Nashville, is coming to play on that. And then you'll get to see him again at our festival.
Oh, wow. I love that. You guys do so much great work taking care of the businesses, taking care of your volunteers, and taking care of your musicians. This is going to be a fantastic event. Let's jump on over to another event, September, Saturday, 20th. Jacob, Donnie, you guys are involved in this one in different ways, too. But, Jacob, you're one of our main coordinators. Reading Beer and Wine Festival
Beer and Wine Festival.
In downtown Reading. Now you say downtown Reading.
Downtown Reading.
A nice little echo effect going on. So, Jacob, you've been involved with Reading Beer and Wine Festival for a long time.
Long time.
And been a part of Viva Downtown since your family worked there. You've been doing, you know, volunteering and working there since you were like 12 years old.
Yeah.
So what is different about Reading Beer and Wine Festival this year? What is Reading Beer and Wine Festival, and what can people look forward to?
So the Reading Beer and Wine Festival is, like Blake said, September 20th, 2025, and it is it's a downtown art affair. So essentially we just get a bunch of different breweries, other local sponsors, a lot of wineries, a lot of artists, and we just bring everyone in downtown, well, everyone in the greater Reading area, into downtown to enjoy just what we have to offer. This year we have 17 different restaurants, 27 different beer brands, 8 different wineries. We're going to have live artists doing public art displays as well as selling their pieces and some live music.
This is, as you said, an art affair. Reading Beer and Wine Festival, did you say how many years has Reading Beer and Wine Festival been going on?
It's the 29th annual this year.
What?
Yeah.
I really appreciate this event. You see so many different local restaurants participate. It's a tasting beer, wine, Ciders are incorporated ciders, this year.
Seltzers. We actually have a couple vodka seltzers this year that we're excited about.
Cool. And then different restaurants give out their tastings of usually their samples or appetizers or main meals at the restaurants. People walk around Market Street, Yuba Street, Butte Street, and the California Market Alley, where there's the Tri-County stage. Mm-hmm. And we partner with Donnie and Reading Roots Revival to kind of prep up for the week event.
After. Yeah, they Reading Roots Revival brings the music to our event, the Reading Beer and Wine Festival. So, Donnie, what do we got coming this year?
Yeah, so it's going to be very good this year. We're going to start the day off with the Furlough Fridays, like a high-energy, fun band, and follow that up with the Jeremy Ryan Band. So we got 3 to 5 for Furlough Fridays, and from 5 to 7, Jeremy Ryan Band, along with some other buskers on the street playing music. It's going to be really a lot of fun this year. Soundwave is very proud to be able to donate the stage and the sound gear, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss this one.
Who are you most – you and Tara have been doing a lot of work coordinating with some of the food, the restaurants and the layout. So are there any restaurants that you're excited that are participating this year?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of restaurants that I'm excited about this year. The new bakery that's going into Market Center, Le Joie, they're going to be one of our vendors this year, and it's going to be a couple weeks ahead of their grand opening. So we're excited to be able to allow them to, you know, let everyone try their product before they get to try their product, actually.
We partner with Results Radio on this, so the great team, I know, another radio station, besides KCNR, heaven forbid, Results Radio, we love working with them. Some of the restaurants we can look forward to is Logan's Roadhouse, Wind River Resort and Casinos Restaurant, Mosaic, Dutch Bros is participating, Mama's Makery, Sourdough Good, Gaia Hotel, Simplify Barbecue and Catering, Cascade Theater, Grape Escape, Players Pizza, Sweetie's Cafe, Kettle Corn, Cask and Cleaver, Market Street, La Joie Bakery, and Two Otters Baker Bagels. Delicious. And Heavenly Donuts.
Heavenly Donuts.
So a lot of things to make sure that your beer and wine are metabolized.
Yes.
And that you're there for a long time, not a blacked out time. I don't know.
A good time.
A good time. You want to be there for a good time and a long time.
There you go. Well, just bring your dancing shoes because it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of high energy music, and definitely one not to be missed.
We also have a VIP opportunity this year.
What?
If you're interested, on our website, we have a VIP add-on to the ticket, and if you get that, you get to sit in an exclusive area inside the event. It's right next to the band and right next to, you know, kind of the center of the entire event. And you also get to check in a little bit early. So.
And you get a goodie bag.
And a goodie bag. That's right.
Goodie bag.
Really cool goodie bag with all sorts of sweets and stuff in there.
A lot of events to look forward to. Jacob, why do you, you're working on events, on events, on events. So what is that like as an individual working on events, and why do you like doing that so much?
Oh, it's busy. It's a very good way to stay busy and just involved in downtown. I've always liked doing events. I've been involved in events since I was, like you said, 12. I used to volunteer at Viva Downtown and help my mom when she was the event coordinator, or help other event coordinators as they came in. And it's just I love being able to create something that, you know, lets people come together and experience something as a group.
So we say all these events, but every single year that we've done these events, our downtown looks drastically different.
Oh, just transponding to just an amazing, amazing area.
Yeah.
Now when we get the marketplace open too, wow.
That'll be a blast.
It's going to be great.
So what are some of the things that you've seen with downtown, with the new streets or parks? Like, how has they changed the events, and what are your thoughts with all the transformation happening in downtown?
Well, specifically with the Beer and Wine Festival, we used to host it over in the demonstration block, which is in front of the Cascade Theater. And that kind of, the layout of that was kind of like an X or a cross, where you'd have booths splitting out in each direction, and there was a center point for all of that. And then we moved it down to Market Street, and it kind of became a big, long line where you would have one booth at one end and one at the other end, and you didn't really get to go anywhere. Now, with all the development that's happened in downtown, we're able to set up the event in a large rectangle. So essentially, you get into the event, and then you just make loops around a single block in downtown, There's booths on every single corner, every single street, and it just makes the whole event more congruent. So with all this development, it's really changed the layout of these events and how we get to use it.
I really like how the event wraps around all of the small business businesses that are located in downtown Reading. You've got Shop Around the Corner Books, Great Escape, which are so cool. Great Escape usually participates in both events and brings out a 360 selfie booth.
A lot of fun.
Amber Treat from Shop Around the Corner Books always creates a book section dedicated to whatever event's happening. Mm-hmm. You have Curly Creations, which is opened up in the California Market Alley. You've got Simply Rooted, The Farm, Janine's Jewelers, a lot of these just homegrown, long-term businesses that have been holding down Yuba Street in that corner block.
Apricot Lane.
Apricot Lane's great. Apricot Lane's been holding down Public Market mm-hmm. as they've been doing all those construction projects, New Clairvaux. This is just that block where these events really take place, and we really appreciate working with these downtown businesses. Calflex. Calflex. Gosh, they're going to...
Area 151, Salt Cave.
Thank you. Thank you, Jacob, because you work for Viva Downtown, you know. And we can't do this work without the city of Reading to be able to close down the streets, fire department, police department, and the downtown businesses to create unique experiences that we can activate our downtown.
And along with all these other freestanding businesses, there's actually going to be two different business openings on the Beer and Wine Festival as well. Friday's Vintage is mm-hmm. going to be opening their doors for the first time.
Cool.
Right across the street, and there's another little coffee shop going into the farm that's going to be opening their doors that day.
Cool. I think it's called Sunroom Lounge Cafe, and it's opening up with the farm, Kimberly Vollmer's.
Yes.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, hey, we're going to take our break of the hour and our last break of the hour, I guess. We'll be back.
Season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Feeling in my chest that no one ever mistakes. And every day I'm getting older, things the flame is getting colder.
Hey, I know this guy.
Dude. Dude, this would be, if Jacob, if you and I ever hosted a radio show, this would be
this
the
would
opener.
Be the song. Yeah.
And in it, obvious,
the forces keeping up.
Your octave's a little bit higher in the...
I'm singing a little bit different in the recording.
It's a little low this morning. Well, welcome back to KCNR Radio. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda. I'm here with Jacob Akana and Donnie Red. And Mikey just played a Jacob Akana original song.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was nice.
Yeah, thanks, Mikey.
That was pretty
and
cool.
And Jacob Akana Band will be at the Reading Roots Festival on Sunday this year.
That's one of the bands. And Donnie, Jacob, Mikey, and I have been talking about this for our listeners that have been listening in. We're thinking about giving out tickets in a little bit. So, in a little bit. Well, we'll do the Reading Roots ones later in the show. Mm-hmm. We'll open that up to callers, but just got to
name. Let's have people. You got to name one of the bands that's going to be coming.
Name one of the
bands. You can go on to our website, readingrootsrevival.org, and find all the bands it's playing.
I love that. So we'll open that up in a little bit, but for and then Reading Beer and Wine Festival. So we'll do just two separate calls later, just before the 8 o'clock hour. So stay on.
Stay on.
Keep listening.
Get your tickets.
So Jacob, Donnie, what are you guys most excited for the? Well, we've already.
I'm pretty excited about Blake being one of our MCs.
Oh shoot!
Yes,
that's right. Yes, MC of the Whistle Stop Stage.
Thank you. Yes, that's gonna be fun.
That'll be a blast. Why'd you guys ask me?
Because we love you, Blake.
Why wouldn't we?
You're good
Thank
at what you.
You
do.
You're
going to love the Daniel Kelly Soul Project on that stage. That's going to be a really good one.
This is the Dignity Health stage, the Whistle Stop stage over in Whistle Stop Park.
Yes.
Guys, I love doing it. I got to MC last year, and what was so cool was meeting the bands one-on-one. And also just seeing how much fun they have visiting our city. A lot of them are traveling here for the very first time. And every single time I talk to these bands at the end, they say, we can't wait to come back. We can't wait to see the city again. We can't wait to see what's yet to come. So,
it's going to be great. You got sitting on Saturn also on that stage.
You guys, what's it like coordinating with so many different musicians? And because each music group has a different ask or a different manager or different want, what's that been
right,
like?
Right. It's pretty special. And because we take such good care of our musicians when they come to town. So they really love this festival, and we get to hear that all the time. It's like they tell their other musician friends, and we've got some great bands just from our referrals from other bands that's played here. It's like, yeah, you need to go to Reading Roots because it's a great festival, and they spoil you. And Janelle is just amazing at spoiling the artists. Yeah.
Oh,
she
wow.
Really, she's bringing one of her couches from home for the green room so that they have a fun place to sit.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
we're going to transform that IOF hall upstairs and make it to an amazing green room for the bands to hang out.
Yes, we are.
So you're telling me that the music community is so connected that other artists are referring people to come to the city because of this festival?
Yes.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
That's wonderful. Is that kind of common theme just in general outside of the festival that you're hearing musicians say, go to Reading, go to the Dip, go to the Cascade?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think it is. You know, this time and age, you know, sometimes the venues, there's not as many as there used to be. And so when there's a good venue or a good festival that is out there, or you want to tell your friends about it, you know, just like a good restaurant, you know, That's the best advertising, you know.
Just, oh, yeah.
Hey, they're great. They got some good food. Go see them. So we get that all the time with our festival.
Jacob, is there what's your biggest learning experience that you've gotten from not just being a musician now, but actually working on this program?
Oh, well, it ties back to me being a musician, but just learning the process that these bands are going through to get booked at these festivals. It's something that I hope to do in the future, and you know, the writers and the stage plots and the way that they are built and the way that they're sent and everything's communicated. It's been huge to learn these processes.
And you're also at the Cascade Theater box office manager too, so you're doing a lot also through managing an actual theater.
I'm very, very fortunate where all of my work nowadays is all in arts and music. So it's everything that I do is either to bring music to town or to play music in town or to bring people to concerts. It's actually kind of amazing.
Well, you do great work. Both of you guys do great work. Well, hey, we're at 7:55. I think we've got 5 minutes left to give away some tickets. So, hey, our first tickets that we're going to give away, we're going to give a set of four.
Let's do two sets of two.
Two sets of two.
Yeah.
I like that. We're going to do, so two different callers.
Yep.
So two sets of two. Reading Beer and Wine Festival, September 20th. Call 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. Mikey will get your contact information. We're going to do, hey, we got our first caller.
First caller.
Cool, cool, cool. So Mikey's going to call that, and he's going to get his, he's going to put some people on hold. Probably take care of that. Hey, Mikey, great work, great work. So people are calling in. So we have our first, and then our second one's going to come on in, and then with our last caller, gosh, guys, I feel like we're on Wall Street. I wish people could listen to this, to the ringing. All right, Mikey, do we have our first two callers?
Yes, we do.
Cool, cool, cool. Do you want to put one of them on?
Fill the time here as I ask him.
Hey, we're going to fill in the air. That's
okay. Well, let's talk about our sponsors again. I mean, it takes these sponsors to be able to put on these festivals. So we got Dignity Health, Choose Reading Lodging, McConnell Foundation. If you see those guys around town, give them a big shout out,
thank
you.
And we got Bill on the line. Sorry.
Cool. There we are. Hey, Bill, congrats. You just won tickets to Beer and Wine Festival. How do you feel?
Great. It's great. I went to the first one.
Really?
Wow.
When it was in front of the Cascade.
Yep.
Have you been since?
A few times.
Okay, good. Hey, Bill, congratulations. We're so glad that you're coming again, and thanks for being a longtime supporter of this event.
Thank you very much.
Cool, cool, cool.
You guys did great work.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks very much, Bill.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you at the event.
All right.
All right. We got another caller here on the line.
Cool. Is this our second winner?
Yeah.
Hey, who are we talking to?
Storm.
Hey, Storm. How are you?
Oh, it's Sean, not Storm.
Hey, Sean, Storm. Congrats. You just won two tickets to the Beer and Wine Festival. Congratulations. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great. Thank you. It'll be my first time going.
For real? This will be a blast.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can't wait for you to experience it. Thanks for listening to KCNR this morning.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Cool. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Mikey, we're going to do one more phone call. This is going to be for the Reading Roots Revival. So the first caller in to get will get a one-ticket, three-day pass.
Yeah, our Weekend Warrior pass for all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
For the Reading Roots Revival, September 26th, 27th, 28th. So call in 530-605-4567 to get your ticket to Reading Roots Revival. And, Mikey, you got to put them on the line. We're going to talk to them, and we're going to ask them one question of which one of the bands is going to be, which band's going to be on the show. Hey, caller, are you there?
We have Savannah.
Hey, Savannah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, Savannah, what band is going to be playing, one band that's going to be playing at Reading Roots Revival to win a ticket?
Jacob
O'Connor
Band.
Whoa! Hey, Savannah, thanks for listening this morning. Are you excited for Reading Roots Revival?
Super excited.
That's cool. Where are you calling from?
Just here in town.
Wonderful. If you could just Just leave your name, number, and maybe an email address. We will have your name on the list, and when you get to the festival, you just check right in the front gate, and your name will be on the VIP list.
Oh, my stay on the line there, Savannah. And Sean, if you could call back. I'm going to try and star 6-7 you or whatever that is.
Cool. All right. Sean, if you're still listening, give us a call back, and we'll get your contact information. All right, Savannah, thanks for calling. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Well, that was great. Donnie, Jacob.
Thank you so much, Blake. This has been a fun morning.
Thank you. I love you guys. All right. Hey, we'll be back after the news at 8:05 for the second hour of KCNR Carl and Linda Bott Show. Carl and Linda are going to be calling
in. The news
in.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Arith Thomason. America remembers those lost on 9/11/2001. The mournful sound of taps heard at the Pentagon, one of the targets of the 9/11 terrorists. President Trump addressing service members at today's memorial ceremony.
To every member that still feels a void every day of your lives, the First Lady and I unite with you in sorrow. And today, as one nation, we renew our sacred vow that we will never forget September 11th. 2001.
Also ceremonies at the World Trade Center site in New York and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, as well as in villages, towns, and cities all around the country. President Trump says he'll posthumously award Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Law enforcement officials say the sniper who assassinated Charlie Kirk is thought to have jumped from a roof, fleeing into a nearby neighborhood after firing a single shot. The FBI says a high-powered rifle has been recovered from the scene. 31 years old, the Turning Point USA CEO and Salem talk host leaves behind a wife and two young children. Inflation heated up last month. Price of gas, groceries, and airfares jumped, while a measure of layoffs also increased. It puts the Fed in a tough spot as it prepares to cut rates at a meeting next week, despite persistent price pressures. In Florida, jurors have been seated for the trial of Ryan Ruth. He's accused of plotting to shoot then-presidential candidate Donald Trump on a Florida golf course last year. Rally underway on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 573 points. The Nasdaq ahead 132 and the S&P 47 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Officials in Qatar are lashing out at Israel's prime minister for suggesting there could be further attacks on Hamas members in the country if they're not kicked out.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, other Israeli leaders have gone on the record saying they had the right to do this in the same way that the United States had the right to go after Osama bin Laden after the 9/11 attacks. This Hamas leadership group was in Doha at the behest of Donald Trump, certainly, and of Qatari leaders to discuss Donald Trump's plan for a ceasefire in Gaza. That's what they were doing there. And yet they were attacked by Israel because Israel saw an opportunity with them being all together.
The BBC's Wira Davies, Qatar's prime minister, has accused Israel's prime minister of destroying hopes for hostage releases in Gaza. This follows that Israeli attack on the Hamas leaders in Doha. News and analysis at townhall.com. On Wednesday, the House passed its version of the National Defense Authorization Act,
with a bipartisan amendment to repeal two laws authorizing the use of military force in Iraq.
Legislation, which authorizes funding and sets policy for the U.S. military, passed 231 to 196. Four Republicans opposed the bill, while 17 Democrats joined the rest of the GOP in voting for it. The AUMF amendment would repeal the 2002 Iraq War and 1991 Gulf War authorizations, as well as make it more difficult for presidents to bypass Congress on military actions. Lawmakers voted 261 to 167 to pull the AUMFs, which critics say have been abused by presidents as they grant the commander-in-chief authority to use military force without issuing a formal declaration of war. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A government watchdog will audit how the Bureau of Labor Statistics compiles and reports some of the country's highest profile economic data. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carla and Linda Bott. We just finished our hour with Reading Roots Revival, Donnie Redd and Jacob Akana, and Jacob's also with Viva Downtown. So we talked a little bit about the Reading Beer and Wine Festival. Waiting for Carl Bott to get back to me. I believe he's going to call in this hour. But thank you to our listeners for listening in. And I know we also had a couple of listeners win some tickets to these events. So I appreciate everybody listening in. And we have our next guest who just called on the line. So Jake Mangus, are you there?
Oh, long time listener, first time caller, Blake. I'm a huge fan of yours, as you know. It's great. Thank you for reaching out to me today, and glad to call in and be with you.
Thank you, Jake. It's good to hear your voice.
Likewise, brother. I miss you.
I miss you too. How's your new career? How's everything going on at Dignity Health?
Well, working at Mercy Foundation North is like I felt at the Chamber of Commerce, like I felt at Northern Valley Catholic Social Service years ago. It's that mission that really fills my cup. And I was worried when I left the Chamber that I would be kind of out to pasture, not able to positively impact the community like I was doing. And I was so wrong. So I'm just so relieved to and inspired and grateful for every day that I get to go to work at Mercy Foundation North, and not just impact Reading, but also Red Bluff and Mount Shasta too, and all points in between.
Jake, has it been now more over a year of you being in this new role?
Yeah, I started about a year and a half ago at the beginning of 2024, and so I kind of feel like I got my legs under me now, and some of the bigger revelations along the way has just been, I mean, I shouldn't have been surprised by the giving nature of the North State community, but when you think about the amount of money that we raise annually, and it's in the millions of dollars, I was thinking, oh my gosh, how do I keep this going? I can't screw this up. And you realize that rarely do we ask for donations. It's more presenting opportunities for people to give to things that they really want to support. Mm-hmm. So, not that it sells itself or whatever, but sometimes it feels that way. I would just say that we're really in the joy department of healthcare. We're facilitating that opportunity for people to have joyful experiences giving. And this world needs a lot of healing right now. And we've always said that it's in giving that we are healed. So I really think that there's a lot of selflessness that goes a long way there.
Jacob, when you stepped into this role, was it a difficult transition going from the Chamber into this, or how'd that feel?
Well, it felt really smooth, and I was wondering why that was the case. Like, I felt like I had been there for a long time, and I think it's because I've admired Mercy Foundation North from a distance, but knowing the people involved for a long time, like, I'd already been working with a lot of our board members, and the hospital president, Todd Smith, was my high school basketball coach, you know. Roger Page, our market president, was on the chamber board when I was over there. So a lot of these types of relationships were formed before. So sort of like just carrying on with people that I knew already in a new way.
Jake, there's some big projects that I think the community can see when they're just driving over on Cyprus. That's just one of the main projects that you guys have been working on. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center.
Yes, sir.
Kind of unique in the sense that this could be the project of a career or a generation for someone in a position like mine. And so what I always have to think of right away are those that have supported this and led this charge prior to my arrival. And I definitely think of Maggie Redman, who's now brought her talents to the historic Cascade Theater. Very excited about that for downtown Reading and our community. But the project itself is underway. It's going vertical. It's exciting, as we know, to be a part of building projects, all the things that you and I helped with in downtown Reading and you continue to do. But we anticipate that project being completed in the spring of 2026. And by this time next year, we'll be seeing patients. So it consolidates cancer care under one roof, and that'll make more local options for people who are already going through that difficult battle to make cancer care more of a home game and less of an away game.
That's an amazing turnaround for a project of this stature.
I think so. And one of the questions I get oftentimes is, well, that's great. We got a pretty building by the river, but what about the oncologists? How are you doing with recruitment? So answering my own question, I would say that the building itself, is it if you build it, they will come? Not necessarily, but it certainly helps. It's kept us in that very competitive arena of, it's kept us competitive in the arena of recruitment. So we've successfully, meaning our recruitment team, has successfully recruited two oncologists, one nurse practitioner that specializes in oncology, and then we have a third oncologist that is this close to signing with us. And these are longer-term relationships than what we see with locums, which are the traveling physicians. I hear oftentimes that people are going through their cancer care, and one of the more disconcerting pieces is they will show up to an appointment, and it'll be a new face looking at their chart for the first time. So knowing that's the big issue out there right now, I'm proud of the investment that goes into recruitment from our folks at Dignity Health, not just for our use, but for the market. So they're recruiting for tribal health, they're recruiting for Shasta Community Health, Shasta Community Health Center, for Mercy, and it's just about what's the right fit for that doctor. Get them here. That's the big point.
What do you think, Jake, I know that's been like the recurring saying, how do we get doctors here? How do we get doctors here? But it sounds like that's the it's starting to work. What's kind of the main things that doctors and recruiting doctors need to have, you know, create a sustainable life here in the city of Reading?
Yeah, I think that a couple of things, just for the sake of simplicity. One is our recruiters aren't just like casting a wide net and come one, come all. They're being more targeted with people that identify with areas like ours, like recreation, a rural community. They're already telling us that that's what they're looking for. So we're not trying to fit someone in that wants that big city life. And then they come here and they're like, wait a second, this isn't a big city. Of course, we can connect to big cities really easily from Reading. But you know what I mean. So I feel like that's been a great success and strategy. And then the second thing is I'm actually talking to you from my car pretty much across the street from where we have our residency program headquartered, and that's in our clinic on Sonoma Street. The residency program has been going for decades here, and that's one of those unsung success stories that we're trying to get out there a little bit more. I asked our recruiters, how many residents do we have, and how many of them stay here when they're done with their program? So we have 26 residents between us and Shasta Community Health Center. there are 9 graduates this year, and of those 9, 4 of them are staying in our community to practice medicine. So to me, when we talk about medical school, it would be awesome to have a medical school here, don't get me wrong, but we do have a model that's working. So I think that's exciting for people to know.
That's huge. 4 out of 9 are staying here.
Yep. Yeah, and I've had, like, you know, conversations with residents, and I say, you know, are you planning to stay here? The one guy said, well, I'm here from Fresno. My wife's at home in the Valley, and when I'm done with this program here in Redding, I'm moving back home to Fresno. Okay, that makes sense. And then these other 2 guys that I saw in the cafeteria, I'm talking to those residents, and I said, so what are your plans? And the one guy said, well, I'm from Montana, and I love Redding because it kind of reminds me of Montana, so I'm considering perhaps staying here. The other guy said, honestly, I'm going to go where I get paid the most. So to me, like, the conclusion that I draw is that it's like other walks of life. People have various reasons as to why they go and stay. And so we have to realize that we just have to stay at it. And there is a major investment in that from our recruitment team, from the Dignity Health folks. And involving the community in recruitment and retention of physicians is something that I'm seeing more and more, too. So that's exciting, too. So, like, the work that you're involved with Viva Downtown, creating community and culture and entertainment and all of the things of the vibrant downtown and so on, that helps to keep people here too.
Quality of life. And it sounds like we're headed in the right direction.
Definitely. We definitely are. There are these amazing volunteers, Christy Stedman and Sandy Dole and others that have formed a group called Community Connections. Mm-hmm. And it's simply a gathering of people that want physicians and their families to know that they're wanted. And we want you to be connected to the things that you're interested in and to know about what we have to offer, but making that human connection so that people don't feel isolated and alone and they feel that sense that this is where I belong.
That's just wonderful news. Hey, Jake, we're going to be taking our first break of the 8 o'clock hour. Stay on the line, and we'll be back with Jake Mangus.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join the Heart Bob Production for this Battle of the Hands on Saturday, September 13th. Watching on while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slapper Standard. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at LakeShasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrest. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Reading Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
With the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm joined with Jake Mangus from Mercy Foundation of the North. Jake, thanks for calling in this morning.
Oh, Blake, it's wonderful to be with you, buddy.
I just have to say, I truly miss seeing you in downtown. I just want to say thank you for all the years that I got to work with you while you were at the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, I still admit that I drive through downtown Reading when I'm on my way back to the hospital just to see what the latest is that's going on, from the Ribcage Project on, what is it, Shasta and Market, to what's going on with the Reading downtown marketplace itself. It's just been really cool to see things continue to move along. So I'm cheerleading for sure.
It's been going good. Hey, so Jake, you called in. We talked a little bit about the project, the Sierra Pacific Cancer Center. What are some other projects that you're looking forward to, and what's most important now that we're getting into this kind of fall holiday season?
Well, I would say that since Mercy Foundation North's footprint covers Siskiyou County, Shasta County, and Tehama County, we've got multiple projects going concurrently, of course. So starting in the north, but in Siskiyou County, Shana Cassidy, who's our manager of philanthropy up there, she is leading a campaign for our maternal child services program. So we're talking about labor and delivery, right? So it's fetal heart monitors that she's looking to replace and refresh, a labor and delivery bed, and then something called an infant security system, which has become an industry standard. We want to make sure everything is up to the latest and greatest in that respect. Then you know about the Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center in Reading. And we go to Tehama County, and the big news there is that we are in the middle of a campaign where we're raising money to improve the operating rooms at St. Elizabeth Community Hospital. And that includes bringing a Da Vinci robot to the operating room, which is still run by a human, and that human is a well-thought-of surgeon named Dr. James Gonzalez, who now practices out of those operating rooms. And I had a chance to practice on a Da Vinci, and I wondered, how is this going to go? You know, how is it actually better than the human hand? Well, it's like superhuman in the way that it can articulate, and it creates this minimally invasive surgical option that gets people fixed up and back to their lives faster. So that's going to be a big win for that community. And then I turned back to Shasta County, and I want to mention that it was a shock to me when I got to the foundation that the Shasta County Food Bank is under our area of responsibility, and it's out of Dignity Health Connected Living, which is out there by Simpson University. It used to be Golden Umbrella and Shasta Senior Nutrition came together years ago as Dignity Health Connected Living, and it does three things primarily. It helps with food security, so Meals on Wheels, the food bank, and congregate meals, so people come together and eat out there for $3 or less for lunch. Then secondly, it's transportation services. Working with RABA, we are actually the paratransit authority for the city of Reading now, getting seniors from their door to the grocery store and so on. And then third, it's other senior programs, like we have a Parkinson's support group, we've got adult day health, and so on. So amazing. I call it like the social service part of the work that we do. And it's true healthcare because it's about keeping people out of the hospital. So I really appreciate all these different facets of our ministry.
Staying as independent for as long as possible. That is so important here in Shasta County and the North State.
Yep. Absolutely. But, Blake, you know, today is 9/11, and I wanted to mention that September 11th, 2001, I was at Chico State, and I remember my roommate pounding on my door saying, "Get up, get up. They just hit the towers." And I had no idea what the guy was talking about. He said, "Peter Jennings is on right now." And so I went down the hallway and started watching, and it was just as the second tower was struck that I was glued to the TV all day long, and it was such an ominous day. Well, you fast forward to present times, and my sister married a fantastic individual named Tommy Boucher from Long Island. And for so many years, this was a day of mourning and sadness, and certainly it still is one of remembrance for his family. His uncle, Jim Malloy, was a significant presence in the NYPD, and he ended up passing away in recent years from complications that had to do with the dust from the towers as he responded. But the happy ending to all of this is that his daughter, Isla, my niece, is celebrating her birthday today. She's 6 years old, and I just think it's so cool that for a kid like Tommy from New York to have his firstborn child be born on 9/11, to turn a day of sadness into one of joy, is just so great. So I got to see Isla today, and I wanted to make sure that she heard a birthday shout-out from her uncle, Jakey.
Jake, thanks for sharing that. You know, this day is always, as you well put it, a day of remembrance. And, you know, I always think about the fallen heroes and the families. And visiting the 9/11 memorial is just a place of solitude and comfort. And it's always an interesting day to look back on. So thanks for saying some words on that.
Yeah, I mean, and whether it was yesterday's top story or 9/11 or the next thing that happens, you kind of channel the old Mr. Rogers quote of looking for the helpers to see that bad things happen in this life with the free will that we have, and still believe that most people are innately good. And I think we've got to carry that with us.
We do, and that's why the show is so good today. We had Reading Roots Revival, where we talked about community members coming together to put on a music festival, and music brings people together. We get to talk to you, talking about all the good work that improves the public health, overall public health access here in the North State, and Jake, you leading into this, kind of to end the day, we have a little celebration. We're going to do a lighting ceremony for a longtime project that impacts the history of Northern California. We're going to be lighting the historic neon Greyhound bus sign. What are your thoughts on that?
Extremely excited about that. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Todd Jones at the Chamber of Commerce. That guy is doing a great job, and I'm so proud that he is there in that position, which is such a respected role, and one with a lot of responsibility, and he's doing a great job. And you guys, together with other organizations, have gotten to the finish line, one of the Reading City Identity Project ideas, which was to restore historic signs around Reading. And I would say Exhibit A is the former Greyhound Bus Depot neon signs, that have been kind of out in the elements in the back 40 at Pat Corey's McHale Sign Company, and to have Pat and Kevin Corey step up to help like they have, and all the coordination that must have occurred behind the scenes to get those refurbished and placed back in the community, not just in any old place, but actually in a place that makes sense at the bus depot, is going to be so cool to see that light up and glow for the first time. It's tonight at 8 o'clock, isn't that right?
8 o'clock, yeah. So that's going to be at the Yuba Street downtown bus station. It's hard to miss the sign. I mean, it's grandiose. Yeah. It's dramatic. It's tall. And it transforms that entire area. I think what I'm most excited about, and you said it, it's a neon bus sign at a bus station where Greyhound is still operating through. And the way it stands, you can see it from the Pipeline Bell Rooms historic project that the McConnell Foundation worked on with Shasta, you know, putting Shasta Living Streets. You can see it from their balcony. And you can see it from the Carnegie Stage, where Market Fest and the Food Truck Park are located. And it's a really cool project. So that was under your administration over at the Chamber of Commerce, the 20 Ideas by 2020. So how does it feel to you to see one of these projects get accomplished?
It's really gratifying. That was one of the better things that happened during my time. And similar to what I do today, it was inspiring to see people step up and want to support ideas, you know? I mean, we didn't have anything real. We were just selling or talking about a concept to make Reading better. And people said, yes, we want to do that. So to see another one come to fruition is very gratifying. And I think about Jane and Dean White, who owned was once the Greyhound bus station on, Butte and Pine Street years ago. And they tried their best to refurbish that building, and it was just cost prohibitive. So I remember being at the building next door and watching it being torn down, and it was super sad to me because I love preserving history locally. So to see the signs back in action is really, really cool. So not only do we have that white building where the chamber is downtown now, and it's a showpiece for the community, but also now the Greyhound bus signs themselves back glowing for the community. I think that's so cool.
I can't wait to see it tonight. So if you're interested in coming to see this lighting, it's at 8 o'clock. We're going to have a few speeches from our partners who worked on this project, but the ceremony should last from 8 to 8:15. Get in, get out, we'll light up the sign, and it'll be lit from here on out at the Raba bus station. So thank you to Raba and Pat Corey and Mikhail and Joe Corey and all of our partners that were involved. And Jake, thank you so much for coming in this morning, well, calling in this morning, and don't be a stranger. I hope to see you soon.
Oh, absolutely, Blake. Thanks for all you do. I'm proud of you, and Viva Downtown Reading, and thank you for having me.
Thanks, Jake. All right, listeners, we're going to be taking our break. I believe Carl Bott will be calling in after this next break, or at least before the end of the hour. And thank you all for tuning in this morning. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Do or die. So gung-ho to go and pay the price. Here's to leather necks, devil dogs and jarheads. Paris Island in July, Semper Fi.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We just finished this first 8 o'clock half an hour with Jake Mangus of Mercy Foundation of the North. And I believe we have a special caller calling in. Who do I have on the line?
Hey, buddy. It's Carl.
No introduction needed.
No introduction.
First time caller, long time speaker.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl.
Blake, I was listening earlier. As usual, you just are just a great host. And we so much appreciate having you and our kind of our Casey and our family.
Thanks, Carl.
Two things. We were in the rodeo. Yes, we're up, at the Pendleton Roundup. And during the rodeo itself, I got a text from my daughter telling me that Charlie Kirk had been assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a shocker. You don't expect things like this. It's not that it's not in the realm of possibility. Because in today's society, it appears that we've lost the ability to be able to disagree with somebody without vilifying them.
Mm-hmm.
And, the things you heard, including a commentator from MSNBC that blamed the shooting on Kirk. Well, MSNBC not only apologized for it, but fired the guy. But this is the kind of, you know, kind of rhetoric that ramps up things.
Mm-hmm.
And it concerns me. It concerns me in the extent of even our local politics. A person I've known a long time said, if you voted for Trump, you're a traitor. I mean, really? And the term Nazi and fascist and all this is just used without thought. But when you keep calling somebody a Nazi or a fascist or a threat to democracy, and those people that may be just, you know, somewhat unbalanced, or when they hear this, they think that, well, I can save democracy if I do this. And it's so totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've known you for a while, Blake, and I know that you have friends of different political persuasions, but has it ever come to the fact that you say, well, you know, I'm just going to punch you out?
No, no, that's not what our country was founded on.
No, it's not. It's civil discourse, and where you can agree to disagree, and you don't have to vilify, because when you vilify, when you start this hatred, the person no longer is a person. It becomes an entity, a thing. It's one of the concerns when you're in combat is that your opponent doesn't become a non-human. And so then, oh, I can do this because they're not really, you know, they're beneath me. They're doing this, they're doing that. Is that even in combat, your opponent is a human being. I mean, it may sound kind of incongruent that you're fighting them and want to destroy that, but you can't forget that they're people.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're doing in our own country, in my opinion, is we're vilifying people so badly that they've ceased to be a person. And now they're just a thought or an object of hatred or fear.
This is kind of a rough week for the news. When you're hosting the show, how would you usually address this? Just with the stabbing of the Ukraine woman, the shooting at Denver school, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. You know, what's kind of your thoughts, and how do we move forward?
And 9/11
today.
Yeah, I mean, 9/11, you and I talked for a little while, but 9/11, I'll always remember, we went to the 9/11 memorial, Linda and I did, in New York. If you ever get a chance, my friends, to go out there and see this, take the time to see this memorial. It is awe-inspiring, and it is sobering. But as Linda's saying, it's way more than you would expect when you first go there. But there is one photo that sticks with me, you know, every time I think about it, is this line of firemen going up in the towers, walking the stairs up in the towers to try and save people. And the photo is of a young man about your age of my nephews, going up the tower. His teeth are set. He's looking straight ahead. They're going up there to rescue people, and I doubt if any of them got out alive from that photo. We had more people killed on 9/11 than we did at Pearl Harbor, and it started a war that lasted for, what, 21 years? Off and on for 21 years. Afghanistan, Iraq, other places in the world, and it's still going on. I mean, the wars are always, seems to be continuous. And again, we get back into the fact, are they people, or are they just objects? So
what's kind of your thoughts to your listeners to just kind of, through political turmoil like this, what do we do, and how do we reach across the aisle and move forward?
Well, that's one of the things. I say it sometimes, you have to take a deep breath. And whether you agreed with Charlie Kirk or not, he had a huge impact on young people and bringing going to campuses, bringing them, letting them talk and be able to answer them And this is one of the things that we have to be able to do, is take a deep breath, take a step back, and say, look, do I really want to hate this person? Do I really, or do I just disagree with their saying? And can you draw that line between you disagreeing with what they're saying, accepting the fact they have the right to say it, and then not hating the person, not labeling, the whole big thing of labeling. Oh, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a Nazi. Oh, if you're a Kamala Harris supporter, you're an idiot. Those things. I mean, no. We know that. We know that because we deal with people that, you know, on both sides. And we know they're not Nazis. We know they're not fascists. We know they're not idiots. We know they're not communists. And yet, we let ourselves get caught in this never-ending news cycle. And we're the only ones that can end that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, taking a breath, taking a look, and then, you know, I guess, you know, do unto others as you wish to have done unto you. Mm-hmm. Treat them the way you want to be treated.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And
I don't know if that's being Pollyannish, but I think that's the first step.
I agree, and you know, I just think about this Charlie Kirk. He's around my age. He's a father. The places, the schools that he was at, he was asked to go to these schools. And what I think about this, he's not an elected official. He wasn't, you know, he's not in the position that's forming policy or forming the things that are actually, you know, causing whatever anger or hatred. He was an entertainer. He was a pundit. He was going to schools. This was in front of college students. So this was awful. And I mean, this, you and Linda probably look back during the 1960s when this was kind of a norm, when political assassinations were going on. What's kind of the relationship to now, and how do we prevent from going back to that?
Well,
time?
we had Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and then Robert Kennedy. Mm-hmm. You had Reagan. That was an assassination attempt. Mm-hmm. You had Ford. There was an assassination attempt. Mm-hmm. But the one thing is what you said, except for King, they were all politicians. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, and they were targeted. But Charlie Kirk, if you ever listened to him, and, you know, I'd see him on YouTube and stuff. He'd listen to what everybody was saying, and then he would question it, and he would either show, you know, they would either grasp what he was saying or they wouldn't. But the thing is, he wasn't forcing anybody.
Exactly.
And it was totally, people were there voluntarily, and they'd like to go in and ask him questions. Because, you know, Kirk did not have a college degree, which he was proud of. That he said you didn't have to have a college degree to be a success, to be well read. And this was, of course, maybe that wasn't a threat to people, but he was making a statement. Mm-hmm. My grandson said, one of the reasons I got into the trades because of what Charlie Kirk said. And I had no idea that he would even listen to Charlie Kirk until yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It all goes down is that we've got to start treating people like we want to be treated and take a step back. I mean, it's not a life or death if somebody says something. And if you don't like it, yeah, I mean, if somebody writes something on Facebook and it really, you know, upsets you, then just unfriend them, snooze them, do what you want. But you don't have to, you know, I'm going to send a hit team after him.
Right.
No. It's just ridiculous to reach it, where it reaches a level like this. Anyway, hey, you're way beyond your break there, buddy.
Wait. I was moving it to 8:50 for the break. we'll take our break. Thank you, Carl. And then,
hey, you know, thanks again, Blake. And this is a tough day. This is a tough day. 9/11. You know, I deployed twice after that, as many other veterans in the military did. To have somebody, you know, killed like this, that is senseless. It's just senseless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and It has been, and I just want to say thank you to our listeners for tuning in, and also to our guests that have been here. I have to commend our guests, because these are guests that Reading Roots and Mercy Foundation, these are groups that are created to create a safer community, a more enriched community,
yeah,
and bring people together.
Yeah.
So it's been great interviewing them.
I tell you what, we have a great community with great people in it, and we can't lose sight of that. I mean, Reading is one of the, Shasta County is one of the finest places to live anywhere. And we need to appreciate that with each other, too.
Well said. Let's look beyond the politics. Hey, Carl, thanks for calling in. And to our listeners, we're going to take our last break of the hour. We'll be back, and Mikey and I will close us out. Carl, you and Linda have safe travels, and you'll be back next Monday.
You betcha. We'll see you.
See you later. We'll be taking our break. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bosch Show.
Land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We just got off the phone with Carl. Great to hear him and hear his thoughts about what's going on in the world. To our listeners, so Mikey and I are going to close out our last few minutes, but gosh, Mikey, I've been calling you Your correct name, but you go by a few names. Mikey, let's clarify that.
So my first name is David, and my middle name is Michael. And in like 10th grade or maybe 9th grade, I said, David is too serious of a name. So I was like, oh, Mikey likes it.
I like all
it
your
was
names.
Less serious, you know, so I just felt too like I was too serious of a person. Mm-hmm. And wanted to kind of, so I used my middle name, Mikey.
And then David, for our listeners, he and I work outside of KCNR here in downtown Reading. So he does such great work, and I always love seeing him in downtown. And he's also has just been involved in the overall culture and creation. This has helped out with our map printing projects. He's just an overall great guy. So, David, I'm glad you're here at KCNR. David Mikey. For the listeners. So for our listeners, don't worry, I'm not some random guy. Thanks for always being such a good co-host and sound engineer for the show.
I'm glad to be here. It's an honor to serve the community this way and some other ways I got coming that I won't talk about now, but I'm going to be serving, and I love serving our community.
And also, thanks for always finding some of the best songs to play in our transitions.
Right on.
They're good. For our listeners, we have a few minutes left of today's show. Thank you for tuning in.
I want to interject here, Blake.
Yeah.
You're doing some incredible work downtown with Viva Downtown. And you guys have really brought a lot of hope to what's happening downtown. And I know, like, on social media, you know, and everything, there's a lot of things. But it's been hard work. And you have had the persistence to stick it out. Stay positive and bring a hope to our community.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It helps when you work with I have great coworkers, and my executive director has been working for there's just a lot of great people from the city, from you as a business owner.
Larry Morgan. Shout out to Larry Morgan.
Yeah. A lot of great people.
All those guys.
And I always, you know, when I get to host this show, KCNR, I have to remind our listeners, KCNR is a downtown radio station. It's located right here in the historic Sherman Square, across the street from Old City Hall. And Carl and Linda are such great advocates for what's going on here in downtown. And I always love being on the show. And for the listeners to tune on in. So, you know, what's going on in Shasta County today? We'll hit some small events to go to. So Shasta Lake City, they have a permanent piece from the Twin Towers, Twin Towers Memorial at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall. The memorial includes an actual steel piece from the World Trade Center. And this was obtained in 2002 with City Council member Rod Lindsay and other local individuals like Betty Cunningham, Dean Geckler, and others. So if you're interested in honoring and remembering 9/11 today, you can go in person. There's a ceremony at the Twin Towers Memorial at Shasta Lake Fire Hall tonight at 6 p.m. I think that's a special way to honor today. Later tonight at 8 p.m., we are lighting up the neon historic Greyhound sign with some community partners to recognize some of the history and heritage that we have here in the city of Reading in Chess County. I know there's tons of beautiful stories of people that experienced a Greyhound leaving. And for the rest of the week, on Sunday, we have Hispanic Heritage Festival over at Whistlestop Park on 1450 Market Street that starts at 12:30 p.m. And I believe they're doing a sing-along for Encanto, the movie at Cascade Theater, if you and your family are looking forward to doing something on Saturday. And to our listeners who called in today to win their tickets, congratulations for winning those tickets. We'll contact you soon once we get those tickets printed up by our community partners. And David, what are some things that you're looking forward to this weekend?
I'm going to have the shop open this weekend, and that's pretty much what I'm up to. You know, we got Simpson football game coming up, mm-hmm. and we're going to be broadcasting that on KCNR.
Oh, what?
Yep. So you can listen, you know, on your way. You can check out local college football. That sounds cool to say.
That's a blast.
Local college football right here.
It's football season.
Let's rally behind Simpson University and get behind that.
That sounds like a blast. And
I saw Todd Jones at last year's games.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, gosh, I need to go. I've been to Shasta College games, and I'm an Enterprise graduate, so River Bowl is near and dear. So football this weekend. Hey, tomorrow, it's Friday, September 12th. I'll be back finishing out the week, filling in for Carl and Linda. We'll have Haven Humane, Pet of the Week, Patrick Gorman, and other amazing guests tomorrow. So, David, I'll see you tomorrow, and listeners, tune on in. Stay safe, stay friendly, and look out for those closest to you.
Yeah, I'm down for life. You got me wrapped around your finger, and I like it just in case you can't tell. You make it
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.